Now we're going to talk to Andrew in Reno, Nevada. Hi there, Andrew. It says here you're a first-time listener. Thank you so much for calling in today. How'd you find out about us?
Thanks for having me. My wife's Nana sent the show to me over Facebook.
Great.
Thank you, Nana.
Yes.
How can we help you, Andrew? It's brave of you to call.
I'm just lost at the moment. I've suffered with porn addiction my entire life. When things got hard or like I didn't fit in as a kid, and like I had divorced parents and stuff, so that was my vice. And before we got married, she had caught me, and she had said, the next time that I catch you doing this, I'm going to leave. Well, I got counseling after that, and I felt like I had dealt with it. And then we got married, and I felt all of the burdens, and I felt like all the pain fall off. And I felt pure. But lately, I've been feeling not happy in our life. And I resolved back to porn, and now she's ran away to a different state, and she's not communicating with me.
Oh. Wow. Andrew, do you have children together?
No, we're 22 and 19.
So you're newlywed still?
Yeah.
How painful and shocking, even though that was the threat she made, but for her to go so far. Did she go back to family, or why did she go to another state, do you know?
So what had happened was my mom was going to have surgery, so I was going to be down with her for a little bit, and she took that opportunity to leave because it had happened a couple days before, and I knew she knew, and I kept asking if she was okay, and she wouldn't talk to me, and she was sleeping on the couch. And then once I left, she packed her stuff and she left.
So how long have you been married, Andrew?
Since September of last year.
Okay, so less than a year. And are you in contact with her family? Are they reaching out to you?
Yeah, I'm actually at my in-law's house right now.
Oh. Okay, so they're wanting you guys to restore, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are they in contact with her?
Pretty much no. She's cut everybody besides her best friend that she's up there with and her online friends.
Yeah, so Andrea, while this is so deeply, deeply hurtful and confusing for you, she's having a betrayal response here. And so, you know, when you have a betrayal response, you want to run away from the thing that is hurting you, from danger. She's also incredibly young. I think you said that she's 19 years old. Is that correct? She's 19, you're 22.
Yeah,
yeah, so she's still a teenager. You're both still very, very young. And so she may not know really how to handle something like this in a productive way to be able to talk through this and deal with it as a couple. And you're so newly married too. I think it's a good thing that you are in contact with her in-laws and they're wanting you guys to learn how to restore. I think the best thing you can do for yourself right now, as painful as it is and as much as you want to get in contact with her because there's all of this unknown of what is happening and where is she and, you know, can we even save this, is to start to get into your own recovery process, because that's how you become safe when somebody feels betrayed. It's learning to recognize, you know, why you use porn. And it sounds like you use porn as a mood lifter. It's a way to give a dopamine release and help you feel better. And people generally use pornography because they have uncomfortable emotions that they don't know how to deal with. And so I think as you get into a recovery program and you find out the why, it's not just about sobriety. It's finding out what's drawing you to pornography and working on the root cause of that. I think that's the best thing that you can do in this moment, is to work on yourself as you become safe. Hopefully, as she grows and matures and gets back into contact with her family, then you can start to work on mending the relationship.
Andrew, right. You already were in counseling, and so we praise that. You've had the humility to know, I need help with this. You may just not have gotten enough help or for a long enough period of time, because when you're struggling with a lifelong addiction, most of us need both individual counseling, but we also need a group to be in. And men especially need other men who are in the same battle and want sexual purity so that you all can lift each other up. The Bible says we need a triple braided cord. When one falls down, we need the other one there to lift him up, because we're all going to face the difficulties in early marriage and then having kids. And it becomes so overwhelming that we default back to our old way of coping. And knowing, Andrew, that you have used porn your whole life, I want to try to help lift some of the shame. You were an innocent victim who was exposed to pornography at what sounds like a very young age. And probably your parents didn't realize, didn't know how to handle it or address you and know how to help you through it. Most parents, we don't even know how to teach our kids to handle their emotions. And so everybody goes to cope with something. We find a way to medicate so that the pain can become more tolerable. And this was one of the ways you figured out how to medicate. Is my description somewhat accurate as to your childhood?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How young were you when you were first exposed to pornography?
I think I was like 10 or 11.
Ah, so young.
Wow. And did you have anyone who you could go to and talk with about that?
I felt ashamed of it, so I didn't talk to anyone about it.
Yeah, and that's very, very common. And that's why, because porn usually happens in privacy, in the dark, you know, and that's how shame thrives. That's why the recovery process needs to be in the light, in a group with others. And that's how you get set free from the shame.
And Andrew, you're right to have something we call godly sorrow, which means I broke my wife's trust and I'm not a safe man to her right now, at least in this area. And so to feel bad about it is not an unhealthy thing. Godly sorrow is good, but worldly sorrow is shame and unhealthy guilt that we just beat ourselves up with. Maybe we give up. I'm not even worth it. I'm not worth living. I'm just the scum of the earth because I did this. And those are lies that the enemy wants us to believe to keep us stuck and to keep us from repentance. So you called the right place, Andrew, because this particular struggle with pornography, it's what New Life Ministries specializes in. We help hundreds, if not thousands, of men every single year to come out and stay out. I get to work with a number of men who've been through one of our programs called Every Man's Battle, which is an intensive workshop we have, and we want to make sure we get you to it, Andrew. Some of the men I work with, they're able to say, I have 10 years of sobriety, 15, 20 years of sobriety. I don't even feel tempted anymore. Or when I'm tempted, I know exactly what to do to defeat that temptation. And my wife now trusts me. And so, Andrew, we can get you set on that path. We also have an intensive workshop for the women who have been betrayed because your wife doesn't know how to handle the emotions that she's feeling. Our weekend for women is called Restore, Healing After Betrayal. And both these weekends are coming up. And so we want to get you connected with one of our counselors, with our men's groups we have, with this intensive. We have all the right strategies and solutions that will help you get out, stay out, and give you the best chance at restoring your marriage.